Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website, ksje.com/support, and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, the 13th day of January, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for joining us here on KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. Welcome also to our viewers. This is a visual radio program on our visual radio station. The video is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, we're going to get a new year update on economic development from my guest. Arvin Trujillo is standing by from Four Corners Economic Development, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. It begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then next hour, Mick Hess is going to be here roving with the arts. Mick will be playing music from Anton Bruckner. His first symphony is on the playlist today. You'll hear that coming up next hour here on KSJE. Don't forget, we also invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can download our podcast and subscribe for free wherever you listen to podcasts, places like Spotify and iHeartRadio and iTunes and Pandora. Check us out and take us with you in the new year if you are part of the podcast craze that's sweeping the country right now. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a sunny morning so far, 24 degrees in Farmington right now at the moment. We are expecting some increasing clouds as we go through the day today for a high of 49 this afternoon, 28 and partly cloudy skies tonight. Then on Friday, a partly cloudy day tomorrow, but the winds will kick up a little bit. We could see gusts around 30 miles per hour on Friday, 50 for a high tomorrow, 21 and windy Friday night. Then sunshine returns on Saturday and Sunday, 43 on Saturday, the high 46 and Sunday. Sunshine on Sunday, 48 maybe by Monday, and overnight lows in the teens. Well, let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning. Happy New Year to Arvin Trujillo from Four Corners Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott, and Happy New Year to you and to all the folks listening in.
That's right. Thank you very much, and welcome back. Good to have you here. Again,
yes.
You kind of commit to being here every month, so I appreciate that, to talk about the ever-evolving economic development picture here in the Four Corners. And so I guess to start with, you've already been busy with Foresight because you had a big kind of gathering breakfast to kind of talk about economic development efforts, right? You and the chamber.
Yes,
joined
the chamber
forces.
And us had a breakfast that where we brought in the state legislators to begin discussions on the upcoming session. And
right.
So again, it was an opportunity for us to hear from the state legislators what they saw coming down the pike, as well as us being given the opportunity. We had a number of community members. I think we had about 50, 55 people at the breakfast. But it gave them an opportunity not only to listen, but also to provide input to the state legislators.
Got you. And what's the outlook? I mean, what are they saying? Obviously, it seems like from what we hear, there's a lot of money coming into the state coffers this year for this session. The
yes.
State's got a surplus of revenue. Budgets seem bigger. But I guess then the question is, how do you spend all that money?
That's the big question right now that is looming. But one thing that really dominated the discussions was the hydrogen hub issue. Those designations that the U.S. Department of Energy is looking at providing. They're looking at up to 4 hydrogen hubs throughout the United States. And right now through the infrastructure bill, there is about $9.5 billion that is allocated towards these hubs. And so New Mexico is very interested in this. The governor is very interested in moving this effort forward. We had Secretary Granholm here, along with Governor Grisham, as well as Senator Heinrich, talking about that issue. And so, again, right. there's right now going to be legislation looking at that.
Okay. And when you say here, you don't mean they just came to New Mexico. They came here to San Juan County, which I think is significant.
Yes. They were here in San Juan County. We had a chance to meet the secretary, as well as indicate how important this would be to us. And so, again, it was an opportunity not only to meet, but to showcase what we do have here in San Juan County. And as a result of that, as I indicated, the governor has made this one of her priorities. And so, again, the idea now is, how do we structure this effort? How do we put together a region that will be looking at the competing for right. these allocations? And so, again, that's going to be one of the big topics at State House this coming session.
Right. So folks will probably hear a lot more about this concept of a hydrogen hub, right? And
yes.
So the federal government is proposing this around the country, and the state's throwing some money at this too to develop these in within New Mexico. Is that the idea?
That's correct. And again, the idea here is looking at the resources that we have available right now. We have an abundance of natural gas that could be utilized for that process. We have water that's available. We have certain pieces of infrastructure that's in place. And so, again, we're wanting to bring these advantages together and figure out, you know, how do we best showcase what we do have here in the San Juan Basin.
Right.
And from here, the effort is being led by Jason Sandell with Aztec Well Service.
Mm-hmm.
And he has close communications with the governor, and we've been working with him on how we could help support this effort here in the basin, and what we can do to provide the necessary support and partnerships that will be needed, not only within the basin here, but also with the Navajo Nation.
Right, right. And if I'm not mistaken, we also have a emerging trained workforce in this type of technology, because I know San Juan College signed an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with Biotech, and they're one of the leaders in this hydrogen technology, aren't they? Isn't that what's...
That's correct, Scott. And again, so you can see we have different components here looking at this particular subject area, but the issue now is, how do we bring all those components together? And how is the state going to move forward with this effort? And then how do we assure ourselves of being a participant in this process? And so, again, those are some of the things that we're going to have to be listening out for and monitoring as the state session moves forward.
Right. Interesting. And, of course, everyone listening and watching us this morning may be like, well, what is all this about? Why do we care about hydrogen? Why is this now a big buzzword and a thing that the Energy Department's talking about, the governor's talking about, the guy on the radio talking about it, because this is what, at least from the folks at Biotech, feel that hydrogen could be one of those fuels in the future to help to maybe get us off of maybe gasoline and propel literally like trucking and long haul types of transportation, maybe even locomotives and trains. This is kind of why hydrogen is now a big deal. As we talk about this transition from more fossil fuels, right?
Right.
And there's decarbonizing natural gas.
Right. There's that movement to advance towards carbon zero.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, this is being looked at as a possible alternative to carbon, a way that we can fuel our vehicles, our factories, through their these fuel cells and et cetera. So again, it's really looking at a new process that's being developed, and the United States is really focused on how we can advance this effort. And for everyone's benefit out there, Forsett is going to be putting on an economic development briefing in February. It'll be our next quarterly briefing. And it's going to be on the Hydrogen Hub Initiative.
Okay.
We're going to go from the very basics.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about what hydrogen is, how does it produce, where do you sell it, why it's so important, why this area has advantages to that. We'll even talk about, you know, what are some of the environmental concerns with this area. So we're looking at bringing panelists in, and we're going to be looking at probably a two-part series, having one session in February. We're looking at February 22nd for that.
Okay.
And the next one on March 8th. And so we're really excited about bringing this information to the community. And it's a great way for everybody that's interested and wanting to understand what this new effort is all about to come and listen. And hopefully we can bring some of that understanding and also explain why it's important and
right.
why the United States is wanting to invest in this effort.
Gotcha. Very good. From an economic development standpoint, how many boxes does this type of a project tick off for people in your line of work? I mean,
for us, it ticks off a number of boxes. One, looking at the R&D efforts, we can begin to look at San Juan College and the surrounding schools in participating in that effort. Two, we are looking at natural gas. So that would increase the production of natural gas in the region. And we flare a lot of gas. So those aspects, again, we got coal bed methane. So again, we've got those areas that we could utilize as feedstock for this area. We also have manufacturers that are already involved in hydrogen production. We can look at the continued manufacturing of like the reactors with BioTech. We've got a couple companies who want to set up demonstration plants here in the area looking at natural gas. As that begins to develop, then, of course, all the service areas can begin to provide support to this industry. And then we are looking at the structure and how we might be able to look at pipelines and if we can also produce power from this source. We have the electrical grid in place that could then, again, instead of utilizing coal to produce electricity that we send out, we can use hydrogen. So again, there are a number of connections that we look at, and it could begin to evolve into an economic driver, much like coal and natural gas has been in the past for us.
Right. And it sounds like this is a long-term economic driver, right? I mean, we're not talking this isn't going to be around for 5 years and it's gone. This is a major investment by the federal government and the state government in this type of energy and this type of technology moving forward.
Yes, because again, everybody's looking at going carbon net zero by 2050. That's been the general date that's been put out there. And so in order to realize that, we have to look at what alternatives do we have to carbon, or how do we look at carbon sequestration? There's a number of things that are being done right now to see how we can meet that goal that's been set out there.
Gotcha.
And so again, this is just one of the areas that people are looking at as a possible solution.
Right. And all those areas that you talked about, too, would equate to jobs, right? I mean, that's got to be the bottom line, I suppose.
Well, that's the bottom line.
How many jobs can we get out of these hydrogen hubs?
You know, to me, the jobs are there if this becomes, if this comes to fruition. And then all, just like the coal industry, you have all those support arms that would have to feed into that. So there's the opportunity to regain that aspect of not only energy development, but also looking at exploration and really the needed aspects of bringing natural gas and utilizing natural gas. And in the past, we've flared.
Right, just burned it. Because
we just burned it
off. What
are
you going to do with it?
And right. So again, all of these things are coming together as an alternative, and we've got the feedstock to do that. So it opens up new doors. And so again, we're very interested in this. We're looking at this. We're wanting to see how we can participate in an active manner in this whole effort.
Gotcha. Very exciting, and it sounds like we can make a really strong case for San Juan County, Northwest New Mexico, as a recipient of maybe some of these grants or development monies or whatever the case may be. And that's what you're talking about, as you get these folks together to talk about these different things. At the legislature, then, are we expecting them to name these places in the state, or is to just put some state money towards this effort and keep moving forward with the Economic Development Department or other folks?
That's the big question right now, Scott, because there right now are two bills, one that's being developed by the governor's office. Our understanding is that the environmental secretary, Secretary Kenny, is going to be taking the lead with that legislation. There's also legislation that has been developed by Representative Patty Lundstrom, and that's going to be moving forward too. So right now there are two bills being prepared at this point and previewed before the legislative session starts that deal with hydrogen. And so, again, we'll have to monitor and see how everything goes. Mm-hmm. Everybody was speculating during the breakfast, but no one really knows yet.
Okay.
And, again, we're not sure if one bill will be favored over another, or are we going to start seeing these bills come together to form one big bill? You know, there's a number of things that people have to take a look at. And so,
no smart person ever predicts what the legislature is going to do. So I can understand why we're not quite sure where it's going to go from here. But it will be a topic of discussion for sure at the legislature.
And again, looking at the monies that are coming down right now, too, there's still a question as to what PNM is going to do.
Sure.
As we were made aware, you know, the PRC, the Public Regulatory Commission, would not approve the sale of PNM shares.
Their merger, right?
Their merger, as well as their shares to NTEC. And so, again, we have to see what...
Oh, pardon me. That's another issue.
That's another issue.
Yes. Thank you. That you've talked to me about, too. And I always go back to the other one. But this is a new issue with PNM. That's with the Arizona Public Service Company, Four Corners Power Plant.
And so, again, it's looking at all of these, you know, there are a number of energy issues coming down the pipe that could affect this area.
Right.
We're looking at the Energy Transition Act and how could that be affected. And so, again, we've got this, we've got the methane piece, and then, again, at the end of the day, we're looking at those dollars that are coming down through the infrastructure bill, through the transition, the Build Back Better initiatives. And how is the state legislature going to begin to divide those dollars up within the state? And where will those dollars go? And how can we best utilize those dollars, especially here, in the form of both economic as well as community development here in San Juan County and in the surrounding region?
Right.
So, again, there's a lot. And the thing about it is it's a 30-day session.
Well, I was going to say, And really all they have to really do is pass a budget.
Right.
That's really all they need to do. But these other bills that you're talking about, and certainly if the governor's interested, she can put things on the call, as they say, right, to get it in front of the legislature. And so these hydrogen hub things I'm sure will probably get into committees and move through the process, but not much else, so to speak, is supposed to go through because it's just really about the budget this year.
Yeah. And so, again, we'll have to see what happens at that point and how the state legislature wants to move forward with this whole effort. So there's going to be a lot happening.
Right. I wanted to ask you about another issue that's being brought up that the legislature may deal with, which is the removal of taxes on Social Security, because people talk about that would make New Mexico more competitive for retirees.
Yes.
We've talked about that as maybe another place to maybe develop the area and bring in folks for support and economic development as a retiree place for San Juan County. And so what do you think about that? Does that have some legs to stand on in a flush money year?
It could. We've been just monitoring some of the rhetoric that's going on around that particular issue. There seems to be some traction because, again, people are beginning to look at the states surrounding New Mexico and seeing how they're beginning to see benefits because people are beginning to move to different areas. And as we're beginning to see some of the more urban areas, you're seeing the baby boomers taking second thoughts and looking at where can we move, where can we go in our retirement years. And that does play into that whole effort. And so, again, there is rumblings at this point. I haven't seen any kind of a bill or anything that you could really put your hands on to say that they're going to take a look at this particular issue. But, again, we're really keen on monitoring the state legislature this year because of those things that are coming down the pike and figuring out if they do, what will be our position and how do we help support if we want to support, or in some cases, if we don't agree with what is being brought down, how might we be able to amend that, or how might we be able to give our voice in that whole process? So
sure.
There's going to be a lot happening.
Okay. And but retirees, from an economic development standpoint, are they a good population to want to attract? Because I guess they don't need jobs, right? They just come and they spend money, so they help the economy by putting money into the local economy, but they necessarily don't need a job to be able to do that. They have their own source of funds.
They have their own source of funds. They come in. They do bring their dollars in. They have the ability to invest. But one other thing that I see with a lot of retirees is that as they come in, there are many of them who start getting involved in the community one way or another. Bring that expertise. They bring that experience to whatever endeavor they decide to get behind. And so, again, those are some of the unseen things. But we're beginning to see people really looking at the Four Corners area as a viable place to come and set up their retirement. And I'm even getting calls from fellow EDO members that I interact with. And they're saying they're getting ready to look at retirement. And some of them, I said, we may come down and take a look at property and stuff down in your area, because they've had a chance through our efforts. They've come into our area. I've been able to show them what we're doing and get advice from them. And
right.
I've been able to share information. But in doing so, they've kind of looked at our area and said, you know, that's a pretty nice area to live in. Maybe we'll come down and take a look at property. And so, again, this, along with others, are really beginning to lay hold on this. That's one of the initiatives that we're working on, is how do we market this area as a retirement area, and what do we need to do to help support that effort? Because, again, there is a lot of keen interest in doing that.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on. Our real estate friends would tell us that there's definitely activity in the housing market. Who's buying those houses, what they're here for, whether they're location neutral workers or retirees or just folks that are coming and starting a new business. I think it's probably part of all of those areas, but it's exciting to see it and to see how it's all going to come out as we talk about some of these things for the greater good of our community. I wanted to point out something I noticed on the Facebook page for Four Corners Economic Development. We've talked about your website time and time again, that you spent a lot of time and effort in beefing up and making available. You won an award, your website, for one of the best economic development websites, I think, in the country, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Scott. We've been moving so fast in a number of different areas that I see that, and it's great, and I keep moving on. But but we were named.
I thought it's worth noting.
Yeah.
Because it's such a really impressive website, and it's available to everybody to go and check out. And I think that's another important part. It's not behind a paywall or anything like that. You can, you know, anybody can go in and take a look at it and find out all kinds of different things about all of our local communities here.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, the thing that I'm really proud about is that we have communities and community members who are actually the ones who are putting the website together. We just kind of compile it and work with our contractors to make sure that everything's presentable and workable. But it's our communities who are putting the information together and getting that out. And I have to really extend this congratulations to all our communities and our schools. We were recognized as one of the top 10 websites in the country and in economic development. And so, again, we're very proud of that, but it's another thing that's great. But, boy, as a result of that, I'm still looking for it. Let's get these jobs here, and let's get these businesses coming here. And so, again, really happy about that and appreciate the congratulations.
Well, sure. Well, but I think when you talk about getting jobs here and things like that, and you're competing with other communities who maybe have pretty nice websites and things like that that these recruiters or these site selectors are looking at, you know, that your site, I think, makes San Juan County look as attractive as a much larger maybe community would, and that's important in the world of economic development when you're talking of competing against other communities for some of these investments.
It is. And again, we've seen results of people actually contacting us. We've been involved in meetings looking at how we possibly can look at providing further information to these companies. They've been looking at our sites and looking at the different commercial areas that we have available, and they've been contacting us and asking questions about what do you have there. And many are interested in some of the other infrastructure work that we're doing, looking at broadband development, looking at the railroad, and really seeing what we're trying to do there and how we're trying to enhance our workforce development efforts. And so they're interested in what's happening here in San Juan County. They're supportive of what they see coming down the road. And they're looking at the possibility of, you know, I mean, they're making inquiries, which is great.
Right.
They're making inquiries. They're asking questions, which is what we want.
Very, very good. Before we run out of time this morning, my guest, by the way, Arvin Trujillo, who is here from Four Corners Economic Development. But before we run out of time, I do want to ask you about one of my favorite topics, which is the railroad. Again, moving forward, right? It's still moving forward.
Yes.
And so what's the latest on that project? It's an expensive project, but what can you tell us?
Well, we did get two bids for the engineering work. We're looking at getting a feasibility study and getting a route developed. We did get a couple bids. We've gone through the bids. We've met with both contractors. We had members from San Juan County, Four Corners Economic Development, and the Navajo Nation involved in the evaluation. And we've made our recommendations. The county has taken that back, and they indicated that they will be announcing the winner of that bid process on the 18th of this month at the next county commission meeting.
That's next week?
That's next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Once that's announced, it's going to be a rock and roll time. We'll have an engineering firm in place, and we will begin the processes of getting a work plan together, getting that to the Federal Railroad Association, getting all of that approved, and we'll start working on moving forward with the actual planning
Gotcha.
Of this railroad system.
And so the idea is that then they will start by identifying, I suppose, the route, the area, working with the tribe, working with the county to say, you know, if it goes this way, these communities will be affected. If it goes that way,
exactly,
these communities will be affected. If there are communities that say we don't want it, they can think about that. If there's communities that say we do want it, they can think about that. That's kind of the next steps. And then as you get that plan, then I guess then it really becomes we're moving dirt after
Well,
that.
Again, yeah. I mean, we're looking at identifying the route and seeing if we can establish, you know, alternate routes as well.
Right. And how much it costs.
And how much it costs. Get the cost behind that. From that, then making a selection and then moving that forward through. We'll be working with Burlington Northern and their folks, as well as the U.S. Department of Transportation, keeping them informed. And so, again, a recommendation in terms of a route, where the transloading facility will be located, how does it connect into the I-40 railway system, all of that will be developed and the costs associated with that. And so from that, we'll have a final recommendation that this is what we want to do. And then we'll move forward at that point to the next phase of this project, which would be looking at the financing and looking at actually getting a construction-ready project up and going.
Got you. Very exciting. Very interesting. And Burlington Northern is part of this because they're the operator of the I-40 line.
Yes.
That goes east-west throughout New Mexico.
Exactly.
That's the idea. So you want them at the table at least.
They need to be at the table because we're going to have to connect into
right.
their their rail system.
Got you. And so, who knows, they may run this spur line, perhaps, or some other short-haul company could run it, but down the road when things are done. But you kind of need to get them all on the same page. And I think it was Mike Stark who mentioned to me recently that San Juan County and Farmington is the largest MSA, the Metropolitan Statistical Area, that doesn't have rail service?
Yes.
In the country?
In the country.
How about that?
And so, again, we've been successful on a number of fronts, even though we didn't have this.
Right.
But as I've explained before in past discussions with you, Scott, this rail opens markets throughout the country. And so we have advantages that we can then market. I mean, one of the big advantages is our geological and our weather climate situation here. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have hurricanes. And, you know, we have all four seasons. And so, again, this is an opportunity to showcase those things and look at how we might be able to bring industry in. And again, when I say marketability, not only national but international, because we got Mexico down south, and a rail would open up those doors for us. And so, again, there's a lot of opportunities in bringing rail. And so everybody's really excited about looking at getting an engineering firm in place to help us really start planning this whole effort. We seem to be gaining a lot of support from the U.S. Department of Transportation. This is one of the first greenfield rail efforts that's being developed by the within the United States for the last 10, 15 years.
Right.
And so, again, everybody is really looking at this with a positive outlook. And so we're really excited about where we are right now.
Well, it's all positive news. Glad to hear it. And, you know, that we have a new year, so we're hopeful that with the new year comes some new opportunities.
Yeah.
And some of these projects that we've been talking about, hopefully for regular listeners and viewers of this program, they won't be surprised when they hear more about the hydrogen hub or the rail project or some of these other things that you and I have been talking about for a while. So appreciate it, Arvin, all the time. Thank you.
One last thing I just want to send out to folks. At the end of the month, on January 26th and 27th, we're going to be holding an agriculture retreat. And we're out there inviting all our farmers, our consumers, looking at the schools, the grocery stores, the restaurants. We want to have a retreat looking at our farm-to-table initiative. And we've got some good speakers coming in from around the country. And so, again, we're looking forward to having this retreat. It'll be on January 26th and 27th, and we'll be getting information on that out to the folks. So, again, another thing we're doing.
Okay, very good. And the 26th and 27th is a Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
So folks can start planning that. But that sounds great. Another economic development area that we have talked about on this program,
right.
The agriculture sector. So wonderful. Thanks for coming in. We will see you in about a month, Arvin Trujillo.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That's Arvin Trujillo, my guest this morning, the CEO of Four Corners Economic Development, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.